Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Duels weekly blog talk radio show, where we've been talking all things Days of Our Lives for many years now, and we're glad to have you join us tonight. If you want to call in, if you want to share your thoughts on the show this week, feel free to call in. And otherwise, Carrie, are you there?
Hi, I apologize in advance that my voice is crap right now.
Yeah, Carrie's a little less diva-ish right now.
She's sick,
but she's trying to be here. So Marianne will be joining us later, and this is Anna, the one with the better voice at this moment, I guess, that's what you can say, for now anyway. We just wanted to give a shout out to Bob Hapka at Bob Hapka on Twitter. I believe was his birthday in the last week? I think I can't remember if we mentioned
it
last week or not. So we'll give a shout out to Bob for his birthday this week, and then also you can follow his wife Amy Hapka at Amy Hapka on Twitter. And they're good friends of ours, and go back a long way. And
I wanted to say Amy's having some health problems now, so if everybody can pray for Amy, we'd appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm kind of out of the loop, but oh, wow, definitely. Sending prayers to Amy Hapka. Gosh, they're such a sweet couple. We just love them, and so we wish them the best. They've had a rough little while here last year or so. Lots of loss and difficulties in their family, so definitely thinking of them. And you can check us out at thedivaofduel.com, and we also have Facebook pages. We just have the one Facebook page now, Carrie. We dial it down. We have a fan page and a Facebook page.
Yeah, a friend page and a regular
fan page. Okay. And so you can check us out there and on Twitter at Diva of Duel. That's where Carrie tweets. So check her out there. And let's see, we're on Google Plus, and I forget where else. Oh, iTunes. You can definitely find us on iTunes. We have all our past interviews and shows on there. So if you're on the treadmill or taking a walk around the neighborhood this beautiful spring and you want to relive a great interview from Lauren Coslow from a couple of years ago or Teo Penglis or whatever it might be, definitely check that out. It'll make the time fly. And also, speaking of interviews, this Wednesday, the 16th of March, we will be interviewing Ian Buchanan, one of our favorites. We've had him on many times, and he's always delightful, always charming and funny, and just a sweet guy, good all-around guy. And as most of you listeners would know, he's been on Days of Our Lives in the past, playing Ian McAllister. And he also plays, off and on, has played Duke Lavery on General Hospital. He was a fan favorite for many years and was gone for several years and came back and was, is much beloved by many people. And we are certainly excited to get to talk with him and find out what's going on underneath that kilt. So, and his Twitter handle is at KiltTripUSA. We also have, of course, some of our other faves, Teo Penglis. You can find him on Twitter at Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow. If you want to see those two as Andre and Kate tangling a little bit, or tangoing, I should say, tangle or tango, definitely check out at Condre fans. That's Kate and Andre, their squish name. So Condre fans, let us know you're interested in that. We're certainly hoping that'll come up soon, or one of these days anyway. And with that, have we got all the preliminary stuff out of the way and announcements?
Oh, Lauren had her birthday this week too, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Lauren Coglow, March 9th. Yeah. The studio's dark for 5 weeks, and so we usually celebrate while she's at the studio, but she along with the rest of the crew and cast members are they're off for another probably 4 weeks, I think, now after this. So hopefully they're enjoying their long extended spring break. And but yeah, so she's had a birthday on March 9th. Thank you for reminding me about that. Well, and also Joe Mascola's birthday is around this time too. I think his is the 13th, maybe, or is his right before or after? His is right around hers. They're right next to each other, I think. So I know he's only appearing as a ghost now on Days of Our Lives, but he's still part of our Days of Our Lives family as always. So. Give Stefano a shout out, and you know, if he for his birthday as well.
We had one more birthday too. Mary Beth Evans had a birthday recently too.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that. Yeah. I've been kind of out of the loop. So, happy birthday to Mary Beth Evans. We've had her on several times too. She's really cool as always. It was great meeting her too. She's a pistol. I like her a lot. Anyway, let's see. So this week in Salem, we have, I have to admit, didn't see the whole week. I only saw part of the week, but I will say I saw the most important week, important part of the week, which was Kate's scenes on Monday. So, Kate showed up to help Deimos with his wound that Victor had inflicted on his lovely chest. It was very kind of Victor. I thought, Victor, sometimes he can seem selfish, but, you know, I think he was really, really thoughtful at where he put that, where he tried to, you know, stab Deimos, because that way we got a clean shot of his chest. And Kate got to touch it because she administered first aid to his wound. And that then led to Deimos kissing her and throwing her on the bed. And then in the next scene, she pushed him off of her and got up and said, no, not that way. He said, I thought you wanted me. And I kind of like a clueless dude. And kind of like a guy who's been in prison for 30 years, I guess. She's like, well, I did, but not that way. So so they ended up making up and ended up with some nice little scenes with those two in bed. And it was a pretty interesting match, I think. And what I thought was equally interesting is how concerned Eduardo is for her safety. I thought, well, that's really cool that Eduardo was actually trying to figure out I've missed a lot of episodes lately, but so I'm not exactly sure what's all going on with that, but I did see some scenes with John and Eduardo, and that Eduardo was voicing his concern for Kate that he doesn't trust Deimos. He knows there's something up about him. And so I believe that's probably foreshadowing, because Eduardo seems like a pretty smart guy. So Kate must be in peril. But it's kind of, we know our Kate likes to live on the edge, and she looked awesome as always, and very much enjoyed the scenes with her and with Lauren Coglew and Vincent Irizarry. And so I really like him as an addition to the cast. He's a pretty dark dude, but, you know, he's a pretty dark character, but he's enjoyable to watch, I will say. What did you think? Yeah. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, number one, I hate Lauren Coglow so freaking much. She makes out with every... She's the first one to make out with every guy on the show.
What a tough job.
She Yeah, Kate's like the welcome wagon to Salem, like literally. Oh, you know, they should just put her, yeah, like, give it to the tourists. You know,
now,
I mean?
You know,
like
a diehard Cosby fan would be offended by that. There has been that has been mentioned before in the history of Kate, but it is kind of true. It's you know, and there's nothing
she's
wrong with that. No shaming here.
No shame in her
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, she's got it going on. What the heck? You know, and then when Deimos said that line, she said something like, you know, you've been in prison for 30 years. I don't know, you know, what did you try to meet up, you know, when you got out of prison, did you go for the girl next door or something like that? And I don't know. I don't remember exactly what he said, but then he said something like he would be lucky to have, or somehow or other, complimented her, which basically is why they ended up in bed. But anyway, he said some very nice things to her. So about being honored to be somebody that she would basically consider being with. So, but you know, Kate's got it going on always. So yeah. So any hunky guy that comes to town, send him Kate's way, because we enjoy that. And you know, and Lauren Coswell has chemistry with everybody. So
yeah,
you know, a lot of us are looking forward to. Huh, what?
She didn't get Eduardo, though.
I know, and that's something that they're going to, eventually they need to circle back on that, but I'm willing to have that on the back burner for now. And, of course, we also have Andre lurking around, that handsome devil. And so, although he is MIA right now, so we need to call out somebody to go get him. So get him out of jail. But yeah, so it's not quite the same with Heyo not on. You know, it's like he adds such interest and such class and intrigue and everything. So we're missing him. So hopefully Andre will find his way back soon. did you see Teo's tweet to Lauren for her birthday and her response?
I sure did.
So yeah, they're having fun. Oh, it was cute. So
yeah,
he
said what your husband did his husbandly duties or something like that.
Yeah. then she responded, yes, he did, and then she said, I'm looking forward to playing like when she sees him next. So like, oh yeah. Oh, bless your heart. I know you're not feeling good. Oh, you got to get, hopefully you can get to the doctor tomorrow. That's sounding pretty bad. So we got some Kate, but that was the only day Kate was on. And then Summer, I've decided I'm going to try not to hate that storyline for a while, because actually I can relate to it. Not that not like I started out like a donated egg or anything, but, you know, being adopted myself and being reunited with my birth family and everything several years ago, I was watching Monday's episode going, well, you know, I mean, I don't really think we need another kid for Maggie, but, you know, I thought, oh, I'm going to try to pretend like it's not an elephant story and try to watch it for a little bit and see if I can get into it. So so we'll see how that goes. But I guess it was no surprise to anybody that Summer is, in fact, Maggie's daughter. So there's that. And so and she expressed concern with Brady. She's like, well, she goes, you got to give me time, because I don't really want to go, like, meet her and, like, okay, I'm your kid, you know, and yay, you know, when, you know, the only other kid she, you know, the kid she just lost is, like, Mr. Perfect Child, nobody could ever do better kind of thing, you know, miracle working doctor, surfer dude, you know, permanent tan, you know, the whole bit. So, she's kind of intimidated by, you know, meeting Maggie. I don't know. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I'm not, because that Carol, I can't remember how you pronounce her name. She used to play Jenna on Another World. Her character is supposed to be coming on soon. And someone
really,
Yeah, and that kind of leaked to me. Someone has this theory out there that I think her name was supposed to be Janet or not, that Daniel ran the DNA test of Summer and Maggie. So some people are speculating that Summer is actually an imposter.
Oh.
And then maybe the other character is actually the real, and it's not an egg baby, actually. The story was that Maggie gave up a baby for adoption because she, back in her youth when she wasn't, I think when she was paralyzed and all that, or when she wasn't able to walk, so she gave up the baby. She just like she could take care of it. So
it actually is.
Yeah. Yeah,
it is really like a birth. Okay, because I missed some steps, and then it was like, my thing was that how could she possibly be her age and be Maggie's baby from back then and be younger than Daniel and, you know, the whole bit. So that's what confused the heck out of me. But I guess we should never try to figure out ages on this show.
No, we can't do that. But yeah, Brady's supposed to be like 20 and he's 40.
Yeah, that's true. When he was telling Summer, well, I wish I had my mom, you know, because she's like, why do I even need a mom anyway? I'm grown. Da, da, da. He goes, well, I wish I had my mom. She died when I was a baby 10 years ago. No, I'm just kidding. You know,
yeah.
I was thinking that, or 15 years ago. Because I thought Marie Wilson, I was thinking that Bobby had mentioned that he calls in sometimes. I thought Bobby or somebody else had mentioned that she wasn't going to be on for terribly long. So,
right.
You know, for kind of a short story arc. So if she were really Maggie's daughter, you'd think that she'd be like a permanent fixture kind of thing.
What did you say
the name of the actresses that's going to be coming on that you think that they're theorizing might be? What's the name?
Alla Carot. I'm following her on Twitter. I think it's Alla Carot. I can't remember. I remember when I saw the name, like, it's Jenna from Another World. Yeah, she played, that was her famous role, was Jenna from Another World. There was a nice couple. It was Jenna and Dean Frame, and Dean Frame was played by Ricky Paul Golden. Anybody remembers that?
From
Another World.
But I don't remember.
Yeah,
the
I don't know how to pronounce
the
name.
Oh, well.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is that Daniel actually somehow got the DNA of Olive's character. I think her name's supposed to be Janet. And or maybe Summer got Janet's DNA and sent it to Daniel or something. But I don't think so. Summer's Maggie's daughter. But you know what I thought was weird, though, too, which actually kind of makes me not like Summer, is she's a klepto.
Lovely.
She stole Nicole's sunglasses. Maggie lost her red shoes charm from her bracelet, and Summer knows it's Maggie's, and she stole it and kept it. And I think she took something from Brady. Yeah, she took something from Brady.
So maybe they're maybe they're doing that to kind of show that she really is a fraud, you know, or something.
I think it's because showing that she really has some serious mental issues. But she's stealing stuff from people, kind of like to have a piece of them, like stuff that.
Oh, okay,
you know what I mean?
I gotcha.
Kind of like a hoarder.
Okay.
Like a hoarder kleptomaniac.
Interesting. Well, that's kind of interesting then. The other thing that, speaking of, the types of challenges, the Jennifer Horton abusing prescription painkillers, actually, that really, it's painful to watch that, but having had a few people in my life that have struggled with that, it's actually really resonating with me as a story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I like the way they started out that it was from a car accident, because I think so many people, I mean, it's an epidemic in this country. And I've known people who've had legitimate reasons for being on painkillers. And then either the doctors keep saying, oh, you're not on that much. It's okay. I'll redo it or whatever. Or or else they feel like they need it, and maybe they do, maybe they don't. But anyway, it's such a tricky balance between managing pain, because I've also known somebody who very close to me who lived with chronic pain their whole life, and so it's like, you know, but it does bring up a lot of good things, and I've liked how they've made her kind of like forget certain things and all. She's not acting like a ditz exactly, but she's being flaky, and that is so accurate, at least from my experience. I've seen people that I've known that have dealt with that, is the, you know, the forgetfulness and the flaky and not quite tapping into things sometimes and everything, and then being defensive. So I really like the scenes with Abigail and her mom, because that was like with Jennifer, because she's like, Mom, do we need to talk about it? And Jennifer got real defensive. You know, it was like, you know, it was really, I just really think, I don't know who's writing that and whose idea it was and who, you know, but I wonder, they either researched it really well, or at least in my opinion, or they have experienced that in their family. Because it's ringing very true to me and it's nice because it's the person in Salem that you would least expect to have that happen. You know, I mean, and that's the thing. So many of the people that get involved with that, they might not have even been drinkers, or they might not have even been into anything, or never did anything wrong in their life or whatever. And they're like, how did I get in this situation? You know, I mean, I had somebody tell me this the other day that I'm dealing, you know, that I'm trying to help through this very situation. Like, I'm not a bad person. How did I get into this? How did this happen? You know? And so I think that it's really very timely and very, I'm really, really applauding Days for going there, because they're tapping into something. I really do. And I'm really hoping that some of the people that maybe struggling with it personally, when they're watching that story, maybe they'll see, like, from Jennifer's loved one's perspective, like how, you know, like maybe later on they'll have the baby being in jeopardy because Jennifer flaked out or something like that. I don't know. But it's like, you know, so many times when somebody's addicted, it's not a judgment, because if you have pain, you have pain, and you've got to manage it somehow. But they're seemingly oblivious to how they're impacting everybody else in their lives. And it's kind of a multi-layer thing. So I'm really excited about that storyline, actually. And I usually am not the biggest fan of Jennifer per se, but I'm really kind of into that story. As much as it's hard to watch sometimes, I think hopefully maybe it'll open up some eyes, or maybe be a warning sign to somebody who might be teetering on the edge of that, so they can get help before they really, really have a problem. I mean, I'm really hoping that it can help some people. So there's that. And then, of course, we've got Ben, who's on the loose, right, just as Chabby's about to get married. And I don't know the details on that. So if you feel like, and you know what? I'm going to bring Marianne in. She is on the line. Yeah. Hey, Marianne.
Hello. Hey.
Hey there. Hey.
Hi.
Glad you could be here. Carrie's losing her voice, so she was trying to get when we got here.
Yeah, I heard. It sounded like she's losing her voice, or sick. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to go, but I'm going to say hi, Marianne.
Oh,
thanks
hi,
for having
Carrie.
Me on, Anna. Yeah, hopefully I'll find better next week, and I'll call in.
Okay.
All right, bye,
okay.
Everybody.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Take care.
Bye, Carrie.
Get better. Bye.
Hey, Anna.
Okay. Hey there.
Yeah.
Okay. So
boy, I've been there for a minute. I thought
about
all three of us were going to be there.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
One of these days.
We just cover. I know. It's like we can't seem to all get together at the same time.
Yeah.
So
what did you talk about?
So far we've covered Jennifer Horton's the pill issues, and I was you might have heard that. Did you hear that
part?
Yeah,
I heard I heard that
saying
part.
Okay, and then we were also talking about the Kate and Deimos hot scenes on Monday.
Yeah.
And how I thought it was very thoughtful of Victor to stab him on that chest so that Kate
would be able to
do first aid.
So we could see that chest. Oh, when he ripped open that...
Yes.
Tore open the shirt up there. Oh, please. Yes, Victor. Yes, but what I liked was Kate kind of stopped him. Like, wait, he was kind of like just like pushed her on the bed, was just kind of
roughing her
up,
yeah.
Take her, and she said, "Stop it, not like this."
Yeah.
You know? Something.
Yes.
Kate. Well, Kate wants to be in control.
Yeah.
And she took it a little slower. And yes. Not like this.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I'm glad that was the case too. Because not. I mean, I like a ripped shirt as well as the next gal. But you know, she was kind of like, well, you know, I know you just got a 30 years of prison, but maybe you're a little off on your game here. But throwing you on the bed, you know, like, you don't even know me, you know. But yeah, so I'm glad it came back around later that
got
some action.
That's another notch in her. That's another notch in her.
Yeah, Carrie already went there with the welcome wagon, so you don't have to Carrie Ann.
Yeah, yes.
No, she did not have coupons for the town square.
She's coming in, yeah.
But anyway.
She's into the Curie offices,
Kate,
the mayor's, whatever.
But Kate's working it, man. She's good. She's got it going on. I can't take anything away from her. She's awesome. So anyway, so
you know, there's
that,
there's also another man waiting in jail when he comes out of jail, so watch
out. Oh, yeah, we're waiting for that, too. We were I've already said everybody that's interested in seeing Kate and Andre together needs to follow Condre fans and let the show know that we want to see those two together.
And I have to say, we got our Demira Mansion back. We got the big
That's
big
great, because I didn't see some of the week, but, that's great.
They got the big,
wonderful.
I mean, where they come into the foyer and then the big mansion, I guess, for the Chabby wedding. So, you know, it's time for Andre to come back now. So, you know,
finally,
he needs to be in that big mansion. But,
But instead of that little side room.
It'll be coming up. I don't know when. But, you know, he's I think he's scheming and plotting behind the scenes. And
so if you want Andre to come back on the scene, you need to hashtag free Andre or what?
Yes. That's what it is. We do have a thing out there on Twitter, hashtag free Andre. And do at NBC Days and tell them why you want to see Andre back and that you're missing him. And, so any chance you get, just let NBC know we want him out of jail soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So whether they're going to throw Pope and Race in jail, I doubt it. But anyway, I'd love to see how he gets out and the circumstances. So
yeah.
What goes there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, it'll be good. And then we did talk about Monday's episode with Summer and Brady and how Carrie was saying that some people are speculating that she's really not the one related to the DNA, that there's maybe she stole somebody's DNA or somehow or other she got matched up as the person, but it's really someone else. So anyway, but Carrie was saying
she's
a klepto.
Stealing everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little,
so I think that's
boxes.
Probably, it sounds like that's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. I was just saying before at the beginning, I said, you know, I didn't realize that part. I didn't realize, I think Bobby's the one that said Marie was only going to be on for a short period of time, like a short story arc. So I think if she were really Maggie's daughter, then she would be around longer. So they must figure out at some point that she's really not or something. At least that's what the speculation is. But I was saying at the beginning that since I'm adopted and have also been reunited with my birth family, I was trying to kind of own the story and go, hey, you know, I think I'll get a little bit more into this now. But now that I find out that she's probably not legit, it takes some of the fun out of it. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm really into this story or not. You know, it's just like,
I was really putting it in the category of the elephant for a while, but I don't know. I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention to it. But
and I know Teresa's not too keen on it. You know, she's trying to – she kicked her out of the house, and now she has her own room in the Salem Inn or whatever. And And I guess Dario's coming back. That's another thing. He's kind of hot, so I guess he'll be back. But he hasn't
I've seen his
back quite yet. Yeah.
Wait, who'd you say got kicked out? What'd you say?
Well, Teresa more or less, because she Summer was staying with them, and she more or less kicked
I
her out,
it.
But didn't make her, you know, Summer said she wanted to leave, and of course Teresa then try to make her stay. Like Brady said, why did you let her go? You know, well, of course. You know.
Well,
Well.
She probably stole the silverware then.
Yeah, that's not, of all the storylines that are going on right now, that's probably like one of my least favorites. Really?
Yeah. The other one that's ticking me off is, we haven't talked about this yet, is the Nicole and Teresa backstabbing Kate and throwing her under the bus.
Oh,
trying
to
steal
Gabby
away from her.
And Paul.
And Paul. Yeah, I'm not really liking that because I'm a Kate fan, but anyway.
But you know what? She's pairing up with Deimos, so, you know, he wants her to more or less work with him. So
that
could be interesting.
That's true.
So yeah. I'd like to see where that goes.
That's true.
With her and Deimos.
Because
hear the spoilers, Deimos and John's father are in cahoots for, you know, they're working together. Because we were introduced to John's father at the end of Friday.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about that. Oh, okay. You want to talk about that? Because we haven't covered that yet.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you saw that Marlena and Ariana were kidnapped. Eduardo and John got this message. I guess the organization they were assassins for, I guess, said that they wanted them to come back. They wanted them back in. And that's how they lured them into this warehouse. And so they had them drink something. Now, the effects of what they drank, I don't know what that was. But anyway, there was a big gunfight because finally, I thought this was funny. These were an organization with these paid assassins. And the cops that they sent to take them down were Rafe, Lonnie, and the new recruit, JJ. Just those three. You know, hello.
Well, you know, you can look at it differently. You can look at it another way, Marianne. You can look at it that perhaps they were hoping they would take those three out.
And I'm there. Really?
And
are
then
you
they sent
kidding
the real
me?
Cops in.
Yeah, I just thought that was hilarious.
Didn't JJ take, who was it that he took to?
I think he took an online course to get through cadet training.
Did he take Ava to the jail or whatever? No, he took Ava to the airport
escaped.
To get her out of town.
Yeah.
And
they give him the date. Like, yeah. And then in the course of things, Eduardo got shot in the stomach. And I'm there, oh, no, I hope he better not be leaving. But anyway, he's there waiting for the ambulance. And he's bleeding like, you know. And then all of a sudden, with all this going on, John's nowhere to be found. So somehow, either they, I don't know where these people came from, because I thought the cops, they killed them all, but obviously they didn't. And here we see he's chained up in this room, and this old creepy guy comes in. They said he was in those Saw movies. I never saw them. This actor that's playing John's father. I can't remember. I don't know his name. Forget what his name was.
Well, I did see something about that, but I don't like those kind of movies, so I never saw him in any of those.
Yeah, he plays the lame that. Of course, you know, we thought that Tim Robidoux or something, and of course we thought his mother thought that he was killed in the Korean War. Well, obviously he wasn't. Now he has the name Yo Ling. Anyway, he's the one that comes in, and I guess he's behind this whole thing that kidnapped you know, John and Eduardo. And then from what I hear, Paul's going to be kidnapped too with John. And here he's after the serum too, like the Deimos is. I guess he's in with Deimos, working with Deimos and Victor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So somehow he wants that thing too. So
everybody wants his serum.
Yeah. So now John's being held captive. And I guess Marlena and Ariana is home safe. And Gabby was supposed to be the maid of honor. Well, her and Rafe were supposed to be the best man and maid of honor at the wedding, at Chabby's wedding. So, of course, they couldn't make it. So then now Theo is the best man. You know, Chad asked Theo to be the best man. I don't know if they got another maid of honor or not. But anyway, I don't know if you talked about the wedding. Did you talk about the wedding?
No, and I haven't seen it yet. So please feel free to...
Oh, you didn't see it?
I just saw the beginning of the week where they were where they were planning it and everything, and that Ben was on the loose.
Oh, yeah, they know. Well, of course, JJ, Abby should know, and Chad didn't want Abby to know because he didn't want to ruin the wedding. JJ finally told her, and she, you know, she's still all crazy upset about that, but they decided to go on with the wedding. She has her dress on, and they're just getting ready to say her vows, and she looks out through the door and sees Ben. Now, whether she's imagining she sees Ben or Ben's really there, because, you know, eventually he's going to be there. So that's kind of how it ended. On Friday, she sees Ben and she screams, you know, so. And it's a very small wedding. There's nobody, it's in the DeMere Mansion, and I'm wondering, Doug gave her away. Doug and Julie were there, and Doug gave her away. And I'm thinking, why didn't JJ give her away? But I guess he was too busy shooting up the bad guy. And then it was Doug and Julie were there.
Did Jennifer show up?
Jennifer was there. Maggie didn't come because Victor was sick. That's how they explained Maggie wasn't there. And she was taking care of Victor. There was no Damaris there. Of course, Brother Andre wasn't there.
Yeah.
Damaris. Of course, Theo was there. And then Sierra was there. Hope wasn't even there. Hope wasn't there. She was like interrogating Chase. With that whole thing. I don't know if you talked about that.
No, we haven't talked about Chase yet.
Yeah. But anyway,
he gets
he got arrested.
Who was interrogating?
Yeah. Hope. Because Justin came to her and said, well, of course, Chase confessed to her. I don't know, did you see the part where Sierra told Claire. And of course Claire went and told Joey. Theo figured it out when he was talking to Sierra. He figured it out. And because they were talking, and he said, he knew it was something with Chase, and he said, did Chase do something? Did he go too far? Did he force himself on you? And then, he kind of figured it out. But Claire told Joey, so they went, Joey and Theo went, kidnapped Chase and took him to that, remember that warehouse there, that place where they had the party, the drinking party?
Uh-huh.
Well, they had him chained to they had him tied to a chair and brought Sierra there and said Sierra could do anything to him that she wanted. That now she's in control. So she's, you know, she picked up this crowbar and was swinging this piece of metal pipe around.
Like her mom.
She didn't know whether she was going to like hit him or what she was going to do. But she more or less told him how she felt. She didn't hit him. She finally threw the thing down and called her mother. And
good.
Hope came and explained everything. And and then Chase confessed to Hope. And it does seem like, everyone says there's like no sorry for, you know, it's never going to change things. It is what it is. But it seems like Chase is really remorseful for what he did. And he's like a lot of guys would say, oh, no, she wanted it. No, no. But he admits he was wrong.
I really like him.
Yes. Yeah. And he's admitting that he was wrong. He's admitting that, she said no, and that he shouldn't have done it, but he don't know why he did it. But anyway, he confessed to Hope, but Justin is saying that's just hearsay. He said, she said, you need him to make sure that he writes a confession and that he will also admit to it in court. So that's what she's asking him to do. You know, that she still needs him to write the confession. And he more or less is saying that he's not going to change his mind. He will, you know, confess to it. So I'm thinking that's probably, you know, that might be the last we see of Chase. After this,
he's a good little actor.
Yeah, and actually, I thought the scenes with Sierra, I didn't think they were. I think she wasn't too bad. I mean, I think she handled that.
Oh, good. She's getting better.
She's
getting better.
A little better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought Chase is really good. He's the actor that plays him really did well. So that's kind of how that was, you know, going on with Sierra. Now, of course, I hear these speculations out there. Will Sierra end up pregnant? Which, I don't know. You can see that happening because she's getting a test done. Hope wanted her to get a test, you know, for STDs and pregnancy. So she's getting that done.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they'll go there or not, but hey, they went there with the rape, so who knows what they'll do. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then it was, what about Ava, Steve? Steve and, what happened with Steve and Ava and Kayla?
Well, he finally decided, well, Joey's there saying that, you know, he wants them to get back, you know, the she should forgive him and that. And they're getting close to you know, kind of getting back together. And but he goes off, something makes him go back to that place where she had Kayla tied up. And, they're trying to find out because, you know, he confessed. So what they're trying to, I guess Justin told them, they're trying to find out, trying to make it look like Ava was stalking them, that Ava was a threat. And that's why, you know, to help Steve get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he went back to that warehouse that or wherever it was that Kayla was held, he found this behind one of these, you know, rooms behind the wall.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of, he was looking, he pushed something and this door opened and it's this dark room and he went in there and there are pictures of him plastered all over the wall.
Oh my gosh.
And then on the other wall there's pictures of Kayla with like big red X's through them and like one of those obsessed things, like you go and see this. So he's taken all these pictures, and then Kayla had followed him, and she comes down and sees all this stuff. So that's probably going to be how Steve gets out of it.
Yeah.
Probably no one will ever find out that Joey is the one that killed Ava, I'm thinking.
Wow.
Everyone gets away with murder. And poor Andre's sitting in jail, and he didn't even do anything.
I know.
Blame the Samaritans. Those darn Hortons and Brady's, they're nasty. They're as nasty
poor
as the Damaris.
Andre.
Yes, poor innocent Andre. He did nothing wrong. No, he was a bad boy. He was. They think he told Chase weren't too, you know.
They weren't.
Somebody needs to smack him around a little bit, you know. I'll volunteer for that.
Yeah, I'm sure you would be willing to volunteer. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's what happened with Steve and Kayla. So I think that's where that's kind of going. So.
Yeah. Let's see. I think we have a caller. I'm not sure if they're just listening or if they wanted to talk. So let me bring them on real quick.
Hey.
Hello, you're on the. Hey, is this Bobby?
Yes.
Hey, Bobby.
Well, as far as I know with Marie Wilson, I think she's going to be on for quite a while. Now, I don't know if there had been a last air date or not, but I haven't seen her in the SoapCentral.com page, whether or not she's on the cast list or not, and haven't been updated in quite a while. So hopefully I can check SoapCentral.com and under the day's cast list and find out if she's recurring, or which I doubt she's recurring because she's been on every day for the last almost month. So I doubt she's recurring. But but it's going to be interesting in the next few months, maybe see what happens with that story. But I do want to say there was two actors, and I know it's kind of too early to talk about Emmy talk for 2017, but I think you may have just held their Emmy real this week, and that is Camille Bennis with the performance that she had done with Gabby worrying about Ariana being missing and stuff.
Oh,
I tell you, I don't know if this year is her year to win an Emmy because of the fact she's been on a short time and she haven't had a good storyline up till now with the situation this week, or with the fact that Gabby came back from prison and everything like that, and other than a couple of days and maybe about a week or so after she was free that she was on, I don't think that would be enough material to impress the Emmy people to get her nominated, if not have her win in a couple of weeks. And the other one it's definitely Vivian with her performance this week, because it seemed like to me that the way she was grilling Chase on Thursday, it reminded me of all those, I know
Hope.
We did last summer scene with Jennifer Love Hewitt calling out the killer.
Oh, okay.
It reminded me, I think, I don't know if maybe Pierre was watching one too many, I know what you did last summer movies, and saw what Jennifer Love Hewitt was doing, because it sounded like she was channeling her Jennifer Love Hewitt from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think if she doesn't get a Daytime Emmy win or a nomination this year, I don't know what's going to happen. And as far as, and at least some people can as far as what's going on with the whole Rebecca Hurst situation, I think according to some people, some websites that I've seen in the last couple of days, she's staying with GH.
Yeah, I heard she's staying with GH.
But I'm also have seen on SoapCentral.com about some possible candidates that would be likely to be involved in the Abigail role. One person who I don't think, who I think should be involved, should be Brooke Newton, who was on the online version of All My Children at Colby, because I can see her playing the role of Abigail than anybody else. Either her or Crystal Hunt, who was on Guiding Light and One Life to Live. I can see one of those ladies playing Abigail. Because I didn't watch the Hulu version of All My Children, but I know that Brooke was on the show as Colby on that show. And I know that Crystal Hunt has a reality show on Pop that she does right now. It would be a great way to get her back on television at the same time. Before I go, I just was wondering, you said you had an interview this week coming up?
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
We announced,
yes.
Yeah. You want to announce it again, Marianne? Yeah. I mentioned it earlier, but yeah, go ahead.
Yep, on Wednesday, the 16th at 10 o'clock Eastern, that would be 7 p.m. L.A. time, we're going to interview Ian Buchanan, who played Duke Lavery on General Hospital. And there's kind of a lot of rumors out there about this. I haven't watched General Hospital, but I'm going to start watching a little bit. There's a new character called Griffin that is supposed to be saying that he's Duke's son. Now, whether it's Duke with Anna's son or whatever, or he's really Duke's son, so I don't know. Then there's all these speculations that he'll be back, but there's no indication that he's coming back. So it'll be interesting.
Right.
And he's going to talk about his things that he's been doing now. He's been doing some independent movies and stuff. So it'll be interesting. We'll have to talk to him about that. So
I'm assuming that this could be the Michael Easton character that I've heard – that I read in Soap Digest about, even though it's not haven't been announced yet whether or not it is or not. It might be the character that Michael Easton is playing. I don't know if that might be true or not.
Yeah. I haven't been watching Jim Hospital, so I don't really know.
Right. But I really want to say I look forward to the interview. Will you be taking calls that night or is it going to be pre-taped?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be taking calls.
Will. So, yeah, feel free to
call in and
ask him a question or talk with him.
Great. I would like to talk to him because I think he had a brief run on All My Children for a brief time, if I'm not mistaken.
Because
I remember seeing him on All My Children.
Yeah, he was. And on Bold and the Beautiful, Poor Charles, Day. He was on Days.
I remember
him.
Wow.
Yeah. So maybe I'll just ask him about his days on All My Children, because I can understand why he left, because I would just probably maybe ask him if he'd be interested in returning back to General Hospital anytime soon, especially with this current story, especially if they want to bring back Robin and maybe have a recast Patrick Drake and maybe. Emma would rather be the same Emma that we've seen in the last couple of years or a much older Emma or whatever. Because it would be great to just get the whole get them back on that show.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
thanks, Bobby.
It's always a good time. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Ian's always so much fun. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, I look forward
Bobby.
To talking to him on Wednesday.
Okay.
Sounds
Bobby.
Good.
And you all take it easy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, yes. He should be. It should be
oh,
fun.
Yes.
You guys announced it. It's
yes.
good at the beginning. Okay. Yeah.
So I
know all these rumors out there. I had no idea because I haven't been watching General Hospital, but there's a character on claiming there's going to be claiming to be Duke's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
mm-hmm.
It should be interesting.
He better, everyone I've heard says that he better be Anna's.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Be...
They're not sure if it's Anna's son, but he's following Anna around and everything. So I don't know. I might try to give it a watch on Monday, you
mm-hmm.
know, the next days if I can, you know, fit
mm-hmm.
it in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, people will be asking him about coming back, and I'm sure he'd love to come back, but there's nothing out there now that he is, so. And he's been up to a different, he's been filming different, and he just won Best Supporting Actor for One Night in Hollywood, so we'll have to talk to him about that. So.
Oh, cool.
He's been busy and independent, you know, he's been, like, doing a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, since.
Oh, that's great. Well, we miss him on General Hospital. I haven't watched since he's been off, really.
Yeah, I said, you know, so if he comes back on, I guess I'll have to get back to General Hospital. For some reason, I got away from it again. I don't know. It's weird, but
Because all your handsome men were no longer on there. That's why.
I guess. Yes. Yes, my
See?
Greek and my son, you know, the Greek.
Uh-huh.
The Greek. Crossman, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything.
I guess.
Covered it pretty well. So, well, I'm glad you made it tonight, and I know Carrie's glad since she's about to lose her voice. So, thank you. I know it's a rush.
Yeah.
I knew it was a rush for you to get here, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, actually, I kind of made it more than I thought because the store was kind of dead tonight, so I kind of got out.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, I guess we call it an evening then.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
Everybody
Karen,
can
we'll
make
see you guys. Day. We'll see you Wednesday at 15th.
Okay.
9 p.m. Central. Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah. 9 p.m. for you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. 9 p.m.
Bye-bye.
Central.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.